Fortnite's collabing with the K-pop Demon Hunters right now, and you are not in your Fortnite phase anymore.
I'm not, bro.
Sad.
It's okay, dude. I got busy. You know, I gotta take care of Mama Bear, and I'm getting braces next week. This week, actually.
Oh,
so next time you see me, I got braces, baby.
This week, because of podcast, not now. Uh-huh. Not actually this week.
No, the next podcast, I'll have braces on.
Oh,
you're crazy.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna have a lisp or something.
I feel like your toothbrush is gonna be sad.
My toothbrush?
Yeah, it's gonna be messed. Because don't you still have to brush the braces? Is probably gonna mess up.
Yeah, I heard
toothbrush.
Flossing with braces is kind of tough.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Is it? Because they have, right? Yeah. You've had it?
Yeah, you have to string it.
What do you mean string it?
You have to like push it through the top and then pull it through and then do the bottom.
What do you mean push it through the top? But there's braces right here though. How do I push them?
They're wired together. You have to go over the wire.
I don't know how that works, dude.
There's a tool that you use to push it through. Yeah, and then you have to pull it. And then,
I was like, it's gonna
be annoying.
It's okay. It's fine.
You'll get used to it. Yeah.
I'd rather do that.
By the time you get used to it, you'll take them off, so you're good.
I mean, I'd rather do that than take it off when I have to eat. Because when I want to enjoy eating, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know how I feel?
Then, yeah, the cleaning process is going to be a...
Yeah. So, what you been up to this week, bro? What's new?
Just streaming, trying to give... I mean...
How's streaming, bro?
It's good. I'm just busy, so I can't stream as much as I want to.
You still like it?
I still like it, yeah. It's cool.
Do you love it?
I do. I still do,
okay,
yeah.
cool.
Sometimes I'm like, man, I don't want to stream. But it's just like... going to the gym, you're like, oh, I don't want to go to the gym. And then afterwards, you're always like, that was nice. I'm glad I went.
Yeah.
That's what I always with streaming. I'm like, oh.
Okay.
Because you have to do the little setup. You have to do it, fill in all the info. And then you're like, okay. And then click. And then you're like, all right, here we go. Live. And then all your friends pop up. All the people you recognize. Everybody's always there. And you're like, yo, what's up? Yeah. Oh, what you been doing? Hey, oh, yeah, it's been a while. Oh, yeah.
Dang, bro, I've been streaming so long. I just like stopped cold turkey.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you got a good reason.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
because the day I got stopped is the day I found out I was gonna be a dad. Yep. Like, okay, all right, no more stream. Let's change it up.
Yep.
So that's a good reason, right?
Yeah.
Shit.
I still send you clips every once in a while, but not as much as I used to.
Why?
I don't know. You're busy. I don't know.
Oh, I still watch it.
You still?
I probably won't reply. Oh, I'm gonna. My realtor just hit me up. Uh oh.
What?
I don't know. We'll see.
Uh oh, bad. Oh, good. What is it gonna be?
It's gonna be.
So, context, if you haven't caught up in the podcast in a while, he is in the process of selling this building, and he did it before, but then it fell through. Oh, now we have another one, cooler client, actually, that's buying it, but we're just hoping and praying and thinking and wishing and hoping and praying and thinking and wishing and go.
Okay. All right, we're good. So, we have to be out of here by the first week of November.
Oh, so less than a month.
Yeah.
Oh, probably.
If things go right.
It
please.
Wait. So that's less than a month away. It's like 3.5 weeks away. But you probably need a week to like move everything.
No, it's like a day. This is just a room.
Okay, so we have probably like 4 more podcasts here.
4, 1, 2, something like that.
So 2 more sessions.
So if I think this room is the only thing that's filled, right? And then we have that. Desk downstairs with the thingy. That's it.
So we should probably. I'm down to bulk a little bit. Just at least on one of the sessions, just do 3 instead of 2 so that we have time.
We're going to run out of things to talk about.
Nah, we'll get guests.
3?
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
We can get. We'll just do. Yeah, we'll just get some guests.
Okay.
Yeah.
We try?
Okay, yeah, we'll try. We'll try just to give some breathing room to figure it out.
A lot of changes happening. End of the year. A lot of buildings gone.
Holidays.
Oof. You know, my favorite time of the year is when the weather changes from hot to cold. Like, I go outside. It's like, oh.
Yeah, we're already in fall. Like, a week ago was the first day of
fall.
I know.
I just realized that, too. And the sun's going down to, like, 7 nowadays.
You know, when I start noticing is when my parents saying it's cold. And I'm like, because it doesn't get cold here.
Oh, really?
When my parents are like, oh, it's cold. Oh, the leaves are falling. And I'm like, oh, really? Not here.
Yeah. It's always the same here. But I do miss the trees changing color, though. It's like, there's something nostalgic about it. Just like, ooh, whoa, it's autumn. We don't have autumn here.
If you had to move out of California, where would you go? If you had to.
If I had to move?
If you had to move. And like, this is like, you're going to spend your life somewhere else. Not like, oh, Philippines would be cool or Hawaii would be cool. Like this, your actual life.
Like my whole life, I have to pick one spot to live in.
Yeah.
Ooh, but it can't be California.
Yeah, California broke off and it went away.
Dang. Fudge. Probably North Carolina.
Because family.
Because family's yeah. there. That's the only thing. Unless yeah. they move.
If I ever moved, it'd probably be North Carolina too.
Yeah.
Or where Alexa's family is from, but she doesn't want to move there.
Yeah.
She's like, nope, we're not going
really?
There. Yeah. So if we did move, probably North Carolina or like, where in North Carolina would you want to?
Probably Raleigh.
You think?
Yeah.
Not Outer Banks or something? No.
No.
It's too crazy.
I'm not a water boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't like the water. I don't like the sand. Sand makes me like, kind of like sticky.
I think it'd be, you're right. I probably wouldn't want to live in Outer Banks, but maybe in between.
I'll get a beach house there. That's it.
That'd be cool. Yeah. Maybe in between Raleigh and Outer Banks. So like Raleigh's like hour away, Outer Banks hour away. Isn't it?
No, because I like the mountains too. I'd drive to the mountains.
And then is the ocean more humid the closer you are to the ocean? Over there?
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's humid, yeah, but you get the wind. But I don't mind moving to Vegas, too. I don't know why.
Vegas?
I have family there, too.
Grandma's
there.
You do? Yeah.
It's cheap there. It's hot.
Hot.
That's the only thing.
It's better than humidity, but it's like, that's like the, it hurts is how hot it is. It's like, ah.
How about Oregon or like Seattle?
No.
No?
No.
It's too Mumford Sunsy.
Yeah. I don't know anything about Oregon and Seattle, I feel like it's like city. I don't like city life.
How about Canada? Like West Side Canada?
That, Vancouver?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. That'd be kind of cool.
Because Toronto's cool, but I don't know. I mean, we went the first time, we're like, oh, okay, this is cool.
Yeah. we went to Vancouver?
No, Toronto.
Oh, yeah. We're like,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You're like, cool. Oh, yeah, there's an aquarium there. I was like, oh, you know so much about Toronto.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I know.
So, there's a restaurant here.
No.
There's an aquarium there. Oh, you see that? That's the skyscraper.
I know nothing about Canada.
I was like, wow, Alex knows a lot about Toronto.
No, I don't.
Bro, you do.
Yeah. I did go there a lot. Yeah. But I think North Carolina, that might be... Could be a possibility, either that or California somewhere, just not LA, like farther from LA, like Woodland Hills.
If we were okay in California, if it can be LA, where would you go? How about that? Let's do that.
I always thought San Diego, but I feel like that's just another form of LA, so I just don't want to be in the hustle and bustle.
No, San Diego's chill.
San Diego,
yeah,
but that's like the chiller version of LA.
How about Orange County?
Maybe. I think like, cause I used to live in Woodland Hills, which is like 30 minutes, 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
And I used to think that was far, but now not living there, I'm like, man, it wasn't that far.
It was not that far. Your exit's like what? Like 8 exits from my place?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your old place? Or yeah. So it's not.
It wasn't too bad. So I don't know. Maybe Santa Clarita or.
That's still LA, dude.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's like out LA though.
Yeah, it's still LA though.
I think out LA where like it's like only like my good friends would come see me.
Mm.
Like I don't want randoms to be like, you've been to Irvine? Is that where we used to go for AJ?
No, Riverside.
Is that not near Irvine?
No. I mean it's
the closer. Same direction?
No.
It's Irvine's not like on south. The way? Oh. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know location. I've lived here for over 10 years and I still use my GPS everywhere.
That makes sense.
And I still miss turns everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. That's ADHD.
Yeah.
Yeah. But LA, you still need a thing. But I saw this thing, this video. It's like when LA people visit OC, they're like, oh, that's a nice tree. That Taco Bell building is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where would you want to go if you didn't live in, where would you want to go in California?
Probably San Diego, honestly.
You think?
Yeah, well, there's always nice there for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's only when we visit.
Huh?
Maybe it's only when we visit.
What?
We just don't visit when it's not nice.
No, the weather's nice all year round.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because, like, you know how it gets hot in the valley here?
Yeah.
There's no valleys there. It's just, like, coastal sea breeze.
Oh, okay.
And, like, nice, cool. I don't know. I really don't know, man. The answer is whatever my kid's hobby.
Yeah.
That's really it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's really it. I don't control my life no more, I think.
Damn, you're about to have a real baby.
Bro, I'm excited, bro. I feel bumps now. Like, I know when the baby is active and awake because I can feel, like, the baby She has like a specific pattern, which is kind of crazy. You're
like schedule?
Schedule and like certain movements. Like you can tell, like, you know, thing you can tell.
She kicks with the right foot. She kicks. A lot.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Kicking with the right foot. Sometimes you could feel her like butt, like sticking like this.
What? And you're like, dang, she got her dad's butt.
Dang, yeah. I was like, that's for sure a butt. That's a hip. And then all of a sudden you feel this. I'm like, oh my God, I can like visualize where the limbs are. And like,
yeah,
it's crazy. Once you get to that part, you're like, oh my God, that's, you can like draw it in your mind. Like, whoa, oh, okay. The head's like facing down. You can feel jabs like this. Baby's jabbing a lot. That tends to be a thing in like the third.
I wonder if babies are ticklish in there. So if you feel the hip, yes, then you know where this is. Yeah. So if you press right here, they go, hee hee.
Yep.
No way.
Mona gets mad at me sometimes because I know the feet's like right there.
Yeah, you tickle
I would go
foot?
Like this.
Yeah.
And then you feel the feet like, yes!
No
it's
way!
It's so freaking cute, man.
You can feel that they're reacting to you tickling their foot.
Yeah.
No way!
It like goes away. You see a lump and then I tickle it and then it goes like this. Yeah. And then it goes away. I'm like, oh! I don't know. I'm excited.
Yeah, have you seen the recent ones I've sent you?
The recent baby
stuff? I send him baby stuff all the time. Yeah.
No, I have not.
Let's look. I don't even know what it is. I send it and I don't think about it ever again, so I don't even know. There was one where it was funny and I was like, oh, I could see Roy doing this for sure.
Like, saying, you sent me a bunch. Oh, yesterday. You sent me four yesterday. Let's go.
Oh, four?
Yeah.
Could I get to meet you? Oh, this one. Oh, you should do your version of this one.
Mom has carried you. Felt every kick, every roll, every late night.
This reminded me of you so bad.
Loving you before you even opened your eyes.
Oh.
And now it's almost my turn. To hold you, to see the face that's been in my dreams since the day we found out you were coming.
Dude, I've been doing everything.
You've been doing something like
this?
I've
been doing everything he's doing.
This is similar to the video you did about announcing. Yeah, you should. I was like, oh, I bet Roy already has this in the bank.
They're holding on to your hair, onto literally anything.
Oh, yeah.
Tip their hand forward, makes them let go every time.
What?
No tugging.
I didn't know that.
You go like this.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
So let me see. So on the video, you guys can't see it, but if a baby, like, I remember when Andrew's little, they would grab onto something and they won't let go. But if you just push this down like a judo, they let go. Yeah, they're just like, oh, and they let go. But I've seen people just trying to let go. And they're just like, ow, ow. So if you just push down like this, then they release.
It worked on me right here.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm going to watch these later.
What's another one? There's one more. Where he's yelling in the mouth.
Good night. Good night, love you.
Oh, he talks to the baby in the mouth like a megaphone.
She said, "Oh, the baby can't hear anything through the skin, so you have to talk this
way." Good night.
Good night.
Dude, the baby moves when I talk to the belly, though. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
I'm like, "Hey, it's your dad. I just want to say love you," and then she go.
It's freaking fire, bro. It's freaking
fire.
No way.
It's cute.
I wonder if they can hear better through that, because I bet they can.
Where?
Through the mouth. Because it's an open, imagine you're like in a skin sack and you can kind of hear, but then there's an opening that like through a tube.
No, bro, the mouth goes to the maybe actually.
Yeah, but it probably echoes a little bit better.
Oh yeah, because if you think about the uterus, it takes up most of the belly.
Yeah.
And then where is the stomach? Right next to the uterus.
Yeah, and it's a cord that goes straight down, so any echo or sound that goes through that,
dude,
they probably hear a little bit better.
I guess I'll try it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Ooh, so close.
I'm
like, where are you gonna give me?
Dang, that's it. This is it.
Man, I mean,
there's no freaking going back. This is life.
I just
life
hope she
is
stops
different.
Itching, bro. These pups.
Yeah,
we talked about it the last podcast, but pups is for real, man.
Dang,
it's a thing.
I wonder what else could happen that you don't foresee.
Pups, we didn't foresee for sure.
Is there anything else that's not common that could happen?
Sometimes the baby stops moving, and they gotta get induced and deliver earlier.
Do they sleep?
What, the babies?
Yeah.
They sleep 90% of the time.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
So when they're kicking and stuff, that they're using all their energy and then they go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So you can tell when they're awake, when they're moving the belly, is gonna be the same time they're gonna be awake when they're born.
And what time is it?
It was like 2 a.m.
No.
11 p.m.
It wakes her
4
up.
4 p.m. Huh?
The movement wakes her up.
What movement?
When the baby's moving at 2 a.m. Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, oh.
She'd be like, ooh.
No.
Yeah, I would hear her like, ooh.
It hurts?
It doesn't hurt, she said. It's more like, it's
stretching.
Weird. It feels,
inside,
yeah,
stretching.
Strange.
Yeah, you're being stretched from the inside.
Yeah, it's like, it feel, for me, movements on my end feels like muscle cramps. Like the belly feels, yeah, like it's having a muscle cramp, yeah, but I know it's the baby. But for her, it just feels strange, I guess.
Dang. So 90% of the time, they be slimming?
Yeah.
That's
crazy. It's crazy. So,
what about, ooh, like when they're born? How long? They sleep like 16 hours a day?
It's something like crazy.
Something crazy.
Like 20 hours. I think 20 hours. But you have to wake them up every 2 to 4 hours to feed.
Ugh.
So that's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
But hey, it's a journey. It's rewarding.
Yeah.
Every parent I talk to is like, yeah, it's cool, but no sleep, but it's so rewarding, dude. I'm like, all right, yeah. It's,
yeah, nice. Once you get through it, like, what's the tough part? 3 months?
3 months, first 3 months.
And then it's just, dang, it's crazy. You have to go through, like, I guess, like, with pregnancy, it's, like, not bad the first half, I guess. And then the second half is just like, oh, like, it's all this
it's
pups and stuff.
Different from everyone. Second trimester is, like, the golden, like, it's gold.
Oh, you're good.
You're good.
Oh, like, so third trimester is 3 months of just like, and then 3 more months of, and then you're good.
Yeah. First trimester, it's like your body, the body's changing, motion sickness, the body's like giving itself all these weird like hormones, and sometimes female like can't take it, they throw mm-hmm. up. And then second trimester is the gold, like the pregnant women are glowing, they feel more energetic. And then third is just like uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're just always dealing with uncomfortable. It. You're dealing with a lot. So it's like 6 months of just like, fuck, but then you have a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-oh. So I don't know. It's cool. It's cool. It's hard. I'm a chef now, dude.
Yeah.
For some reason, I just know how to cook. Like, I was like cutting like some like garlic. I was like, oh, shoot. How did that happen? Yeah. Why am I cutting garlic so well right now?
I wonder what, so you like, you've been gaining weight, like sympathy weight, like you don't have time.
It's not
for,
sympathy
like,
weight, bro.
What is it? Isn't that what it's called?
It's sympathy weight, yeah, but voluntarily.
Voluntarily,
because, yeah, I want to eat more.
Yeah, but then what tends to happen after the baby's born? Because you're still going to be too tired to work out and stuff.
What do you mean? Like, what's going to happen to like my weight?
Yeah, to both of you, like health wise.
Oh,
like,
I don't know.
I bet you guys it's still 3 more months. I'll be tired. And then I bet after that, you guys are both just going to lock in and be like, okay, it's been long. We haven't worked out forever. Let's go. And then you lock in.
I feel like low key with my braces and like being tired all the time, I feel like I'll be tired to eat anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I might just lose weight from just like fasting.
Yeah. I bet you're going to, once you, I don't know the age that the baby has to be, but once you get to where you can jog in a stroller.
Oh,
that's where you're gonna be like you're gonna be like Sakamoto when you just like get serious, like boom, lost all.
Yeah, dude, that was that's so funny. Yeah, yeah. The show. I got you a Sakamoto figurine, by the way.
Oh,
I ordered it back in April, but it just shipped like now. I don't know why. I'm like, oh yeah, I ordered this.
What?
I forgot to bring it.
6 months?
Yeah, it's weird.
That's crazy.
Well, it looks nice.
So okay, cool.
I'll bring it next time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have the Pokemon you gave me, the Pokemon card.
Yeah.
And you know, you put it in like a case and everything. And then when I went to the Dodgers game, I was like, I don't want to deal with parking, but Pablo's like a super Dodgers fan. So he goes super early. So I was like, dude, take my car and then we'll Uber there and then we'll just all ride back together.
Yeah.
He's like, cool. So he doesn't have like parking, but since he goes so early, he can park right outside the gate, which is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So then he parked right outside the gate and he texts me. He's like, hey man, I put your Pokemon card like in the dash, in the like whatever. He had put it away because it was out in the open.
Oh,
because I just have it like
on
the cup holder. And he's like, and I was like, oh, why? And he's like, oh, I didn't, LA's crazy, people are gonna steal it. And I was like, oh, it's not a nice card. And he's like, what? It's like in a case. It's like super nice. And I was like, no, Roy just put it in a case and gave it to me because it reminded me of him. He's like, why did it remind you of him? What is it again?
Psyduck.
Psyduck? He's like, why does Psyduck remember? I was like, did you see the power? And or his like main power? And he's like, overthink. Oh! Okay. I see.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, it still looked nice, so people might think it's nice and try to take it. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Thank you.
It's a nice one.
Yeah.
It might go up in value.
Yeah. You see that Elon Musk is the first person ever to hit 500 billion net worth.
500 bill?
Billion, yeah. He like wasn't number one, and then he overtook whoever it was again.
What'd he do different?
I think Tesla just shot up. Shot up? Oh, yeah, wow. So now he's the first human to ever be worth $500 billion.
Oh, my God. That's way too much, bro.
Yeah.
He like, oh, that's way too much. I don't know what to do with that. So he can hit a trillion.
Maybe.
He could. It's half a trillion.
Double it, yeah.
Yeah, bro. Dang.
That's crazy.
You get your iPhone yet?
No, but I'm going to. I mean, I'm probably going to. I don't know. Maybe. How long does it take? Should I just go right after this?
You should.
No, I'll go tomorrow.
Okay.
Because, like, yeah, I'll go tomorrow because I got stuff to do today. But what else do I need to know? Like, is there anything else? Do you have to get used to? Or you're like, oh, what?
No.
There's an extra. There's camera. A button for
there's
pictures.
There's a button on the side. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's you just press for pictures. It. Oh, you just go straight to camera.
Straight to camera.
Oh.
It's pretty simple. You can change it to whatever.
So whatever, like you can open an app.
Like, yeah, open an app. This is like a hot
Instagram.
Key.
Oh,
yeah, it's like Instagram, but it's okay. Right now it's default to camera.
And the flashlight's cool.
I mean,
it's like stronger.
Honestly, I just got it for the camera.
Oh, so you don't know anything about it except for the camera.
Yeah, camera.
How's
pretty
the battery fire. Life? Same.
Better. Yeah. Right now you can set it to like 80%, so that it doesn't die over time. So I always just set it to 80%.
Yeah.
Like full charge is 80%.
But yeah. You can,
full target, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, damn. I can't believe I'm about to get a new phone. It's been so long.
Bro.
Like, yeah. You know what I wish? I wish I would have just kept my Toyota Camry forever.
Really?
Till now, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I really like that car. And, like, there was nothing wrong with it. It had good power. It was a V6. It had a lot of space. Mm-hmm. It, like, looked clean. When I first got it, people would stop me on the street all the time and ask me what kind of car it is. I was like, it's a Toyota Camry.
You know, when you're young and you make the money that we made, you kind of just
want
to
like, I want a new
spend
toy.
On things. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's being young.
Yeah.
And just being like, oh, let's try it, whatever.
Yeah.
But the older you get, you just realize, you know, the simpler things are better for some people.
No,
but
I mean, just it's like you don't have to go beyond your means. Be like, that was a great car. Like, you had space, had great gas, it lasts forever, rarely had problems. And so I think I'm instilled that in my kids. I think I kind of was like flamboyant with my money because my dad growing up, he was always like not throwing money, but he was always like, oh yeah, oh here you go, oh here, let me help you with that, oh let me help you with that. And he's like, oh yeah, I'll rent a van for the basketball team every weekend and drive you guys places.
Yeah.
And like to the basketball games and stuff. And so as soon as I got money, I was like, oh yeah, Dad, I'll buy you a house. Here, you can, Mom, you can have a car. Mariah, you can have a car. Yeah. So I think I just wasn't very good at saving. Like, my dad is not very good at saving.
Yeah. You know, I think that's where I got it too from too, or get this, because I like just buying things because I keep seeing my dad is buy things. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, look, I got another car. Oh, look, I got another car. He would always trade cars. So I'm like, oh, okay. I just get that habit from him.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But I like to live frugal.
Yeah.
Or have you seen that anime? It's like Gacha something.
Gacha Coochie.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we call it.
Gacha Coochie.
We call it Gacha Coochie.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it. But I like the premise of the, or not the premise, but the message of the anime, where you kind of just value items.
Yeah.
Like, oh, even though it's broken down, you can still take care of it. It'll go a long way.
Yeah.
And that's really all you need, dude. You don't need anything crazy.
I still need to get a green wallet.
Dude.
Do you have it? It's in your car.
It's here. A green wallet.
So, Chinese proverb.
Chinese proverb.
Get a green wallet.
Get a green wallet. It's Louis Vuitton, bro.
Oh, dang.
But I'm telling you, bro, as soon as it came in, I told you I got a brand deal. I got another brand deal.
Wow, and I like the feeling of it.
The freaking office got an offer.
Yeah?
It's been working.
That's crazy.
I like to say it's been working. So.
Okay. I gotta get one. I gotta get one.
Yeah.
Louis Vuitton? I don't know if I get Louis Vuitton.
I didn't think about it, but... Only reason
you
why I got
order
it,
or you went to the store and got it.
I got it delivered, but I got
frog.
There's a frog here, and it's facing upright,
mm-hmm.
and then the frog symbolizes like fortune or something, and it's facing upright. And then if you look at the stocks, if you look at the graph, and you see the stock
upright, up is good. Yeah,
I'm like, okay, that's pretty lit.
Okay.
I would like to say it works.
I'm gonna get one. I think I'll just, next time I go to the mall, I'll just be on the lookout. If for I green. See one, I'm
like, oh, look at that. You, like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's lit.
Like, ooh. Yeah. I feel like, yeah, I got to find a good one.
Yeah.
Dang, I want to be a dad. I'm going to be, I bet by the time, so me and Alexa talk about it, like we want to have kids probably in like.
How's wedding planning? Did you start?
No.
What are your plans?
My plan is just to work as much as I can for until next year, which is
like 2 months.
2020. Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's what I've been doing, just like killing myself, just working, and then just save as much as we can, and then we'll have a better idea of what we can afford, and then we'll start talking to a planner. Probably January. Mm. Start talking to a planner. Get that all started.
Did you have like an initial like conversation about like what you guys would possibly want, like where and like?
Well, we were talking about having a small one for like immediate family, probably East Coast, and then
East Coast like Boston or North Carolina or in the middle. Okay.
Yeah, and then having a bigger one, not a huge one, but a bigger one, maybe like 6 months or a year after.
Yeah.
And
kind of like what Aaron and Ronnie did.
Yeah, yeah, same thing. And then so that's the goal, but the main thing people bring up, they're like, "All right, well, if you have two, make sure you have that second one because you're going to you'll be like, you have the first one. Okay, cool, we're married. Okay, cool, we had family there." And they're like, "Do we really want to spend the money on a bigger one? We're already married. We have a kid coming. We want to work on kids. We want to work on family. Do we want to spend the-?" And they're like, "So you don't, you're going to regret it if you don't, but it's easy to be like, nah, we'll push it back. We won't do it." So make sure you have that second one because people are always like, "Oh yeah, when you have a wedding, it's like, oh, do I really want to spend this on just a party and blah, blah, blah." And then, but the truth is when you get married, that's your one day where you get to celebrate. You dress up like royalty, and she dresses up like royalty. And your closest friends and family are all flying, and they're coming to just celebrate you and your wife and your beginning of this new chapter of your life. And every time you walk in the room, everybody stands up and cheers, and they're celebrating you. And this is the only time you're not just celebrating, you're just not just having a party. This is your day. And this is the only day you're gonna have where everybody is dedicated to you, and they're there for you, and like they'll fly in for you. And I was like, dang, that is crazy. Like, you just get treated like the most important person ever.
No, that is so valid, bro. Because you two are the main characters that whole entire day. And then Monette and I still talk about our wedding till this day. Like, we'll just randomly bring it up. Like, oh my God, our wedding. I wish we were guests for the wedding. We just kind of...
And JC says, "Dude, you do not know the amount of money I would spend to relive that day again." And I was like, dang, that's crazy. Yeah.
That is exactly... Wow. I didn't think about it that way, but I would... spend the same amount to do it again.
Yeah. And he's like, "I guess you could have like you're never going to have that wedding again. You could have like a vow renewal, but it's not going to be the same level."
Yeah.
And it's not going to be it. And I was like, dang, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. If you can, go off in the wedding, bro.
Yeah.
Get all the pictures, get everything, because that's it. That's your only day. that's it. I mean, what else are you going to spend that much on for one day?
Yeah.
A house will come eventually, but that specific experience and moment will never come again.
Mm-hmm.
So go off, dude.
Yeah.
That's really it.
So yeah, that's the goal. I think, well, we talked about, we want to try to buy at least a starter home, like not a forever home, but a starter home to start a family in. But then I have a lot of friends who are like, "Dude, just rent and then have a kid and stuff," and I'm like, yeah, but we just want to be more solidified.
Yeah,
like, this is our house, we don't have to worry about that, we know how much we're spending on it, and we're not throwing that money away.
Exactly.
And then we can work on kids and stuff. It's just security and like solidity.
All you gotta do is pay down payment,
and
then the rest is just monthly payments. That's it.
No.
Which a lot of people don't realize. They're like, "Oh, we gotta pay the whole thing."
No, yeah. It's
just down payment and then monthly payments, basically, to yourself.
Yeah. And then after 2 years, just rent that house out and get your forever home.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you have an income coming too from that house, or somebody else paying off that house.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. How old are your parents now?
Still in their 50s, man.
No way.
57.
Oh, yeah. 54? Well, my parents are barely in their 60s. They're early 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're getting older, man. They're getting older. They're like, they're getting older to the point where they like call me. I'm like, oh, what'd you do today? Oh, I fell down. Like, oh.
It's scary.
I'm like, no, I mean, not like, broke a hip or something, but they just fell on the carpet. And I'm like, oh.
They fall. Yeah. That's what Monette's parents, because they're like 74. Yeah. And then, we had a cut up with her parents, and then her mom just randomly, not just casually, like, oh yeah, I was putting up curtains, I fell, I went to the hospital.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's like, I'm like, wait, fall. You gotta tell us like when that happens. That's concerning. She's like, I'm good. If I die, I die.
No,
shut up, dog. You can't say that.
My dad, one time, he got in a hit a tree with the car, and then I didn't find out until like a month later, and I was like, Dad. What? How are you not going to tell us that?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, it's not a big deal. I was like, you totaled the car. He's like, yeah, but that tree. And I was like, what? And then I was like, Dad, if I went to the hospital and I totaled my car, I didn't tell you, you wouldn't care? And he's like, no. I'd be like, why didn't you tell me? I'm like, yeah. So why didn't she tell us?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of understand from their perspective. Like, yeah, they don't want to bother us.
Yeah.
But still, they shouldn't. Tell us when you
That's crazy. It's like, what? Yeah, okay. Well, that could have been bad. And like, what if you fell and then you've been falling a lot, or you've been falling recently, and then you don't tell us, and then a year later you fall and you like break your leg, and then we didn't even know you had a history of falling.
Yeah,
it's like we could have been like, oh, let's help you with something. Here's a training program. Yeah, let me get you a personal trainer or something.
If my parents are watching, Mom, Pa. If you're listening to this, please let me know.
Your parents are pretty healthy and active.
No, I don't know, man, because I was talking to my parents a couple months ago, and it's like, yeah, your mom needs surgery. I was like, wait, what? Why? It's like, yeah, her back or spine, some nervous system thing is going on. Yeah, she's been going to like 5 appointments so far. So I was like, wait, 5?
5?
You need to tell, what are you telling me now? I was like, no, nothing bad happened yet. But it was just precaution.
Like, so you just let me be blindsided then?
Like, what? Like, keep me updated, blue, when that happens. I'll let you know when I had a liver disease.
Yeah.
See? Just let me know. I mean, if you're back, update me. If you're listening, call me.
You remember when we went to, we just moved here, and then your dad, there was something wrong with your dad.
Yeah.
And then we both were like crying in the car.
Yeah, dude. I was scared.
And there was nothing. It was nothing, but we overreacted for sure.
Yeah.
But we were like supposed to go to this big collab or something like with YouTube. Mm-hmm. And we got there, and then you were just quiet on the way. And I was like, what is going on? And then we got out of the car, we parked, we go up to the sign up table, and then you just like start tearing up, and I was like, dude, whoa, what's happening right now?
And then
you're like, oh, there's something with my dad. And I was like, oh, okay, hold on. And then I went to the table, I was like, hey, family emergency, we gotta go. And they're like, okay. And then we got in the car, and then you told me what happened, and then I was like, damn.
Yeah
Was it vertigo or something?
It ended up being vertigo, but we thought it was like something with his brain.
Yeah, brain tumor
and
or something.
He like did some like crazy tests where he had to go in like some MRI CAT scan thing. And then it was like, okay, it's just serious vertigo. Thank God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But we were panicking. But I remember when we went up to the table and like, oh, okay. Oh, hey, what's our protections? Oh, and they were about to write our names down. And then I noticed that I was like, what? And then you told me. And then I was like, oh, hold on. And I went back and I was like, hey, Ashley, family emergency, gotta go. And then they're just like, oh, all right. And then we, like, you can't argue with that. Dang. But I remember them being like, wait, what? But wait, but, oh, all right.
Dang. I mean, you can't argue. Yeah. I remember one time I think it was me and like Jansen, we were hungry. And then we like went to, I think, Yard House.
Yeah.
So we put our names down and then we're like, oh, crap, dude. We kind of don't want some Yard House. Kind of like want to go to like Cheesecake, and then we're like, "How are we gonna get out of this?" Like we just put our name down, and then we we saw and heard like a fire truck go off like outside, and then we're like, "Oh, watch this, yo, that's for us. We gotta go." So we left.
Well, I would have just left.
I know. We felt bad, dude.
What if you just left? They would have been like, Roy, for two?
Oh, I don't know, man.
All right. You're like, no, that, my house is on
you
fire.
See that fire.
I gotta go.
That's our family. We gotta go.
Like, wait, the firefighter's your dad? Yeah, he needs me. Like, that's crazy.
We love, yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. I don't know why we did that. We just wanted to.
I've done
dramatic.
That before where I've gone to like somewhere where it's busy and I put my name down at the Boiling Crab, at the Yard House, at the BJ's, at the Cheesecake Factory, and whoever called me first is where we went. And then I just didn't answer for the other ones.
Oh, man. I really don't know. That makes so much sense. I don't know why we did that, but that was funny.
That's funny. Yeah,
if you want to get out of a situation and there's a fire truck or ambulance, be like, hey, that's, you see that? That's going to my family.
Or you could just like pull up the sounds on your phone and put it outside and then just play it and be like, hey,
they,
there's, oh, there's a fire. I should probably go help.
Oh, man, we're in trouble.
We gotta go help though, right?
Oh, no. Oh, man.
We're actually heroes in training. We gotta go.
That's funny. You should try it. It's funny.
Yeah.
Because, like, they did, I don't know. It's just like the reaction to it. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, oh,
oh, oh, oh, really? Okay. But yeah, my dad is fine. Just for her to go.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, parents getting older, man. That sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks because, like, they're just so there for you your whole life and you're just like, they're kind of permanent, and then you get older and you're like, oh wait, they're not permanent.
Yeah dude
And like, if you talk to any older person, they're like, oh, yeah, my dad passed like 5 years ago, like, oh yeah, my dad. And I'm just like, dang, they don't, my dad doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, he will. I'm like, no.
No, he won't. I mean, that's life, brother.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll be there eventually, but enjoy the moments, take time.
Yeah.
Don't take it for granted.
That's another reason I'm like, damn, I kind of want to move back to North Carolina just to be there.
Yeah. Because
my dad...
Your dad's not even that old, dude.
He's not that old. No, he's not. But my freaking uncle, like my dad's brother, his older brother, he came to visit... it's like maybe 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he came to visit us. He brought his whole family. We're like, cool. And then they left. And then he had this minor surgery that has like... it's like supposed to be super safe. It was not a big surgery at all.
Yeah.
And then like the next day or 2 days later, my dad, we were in the car, I was with my dad and Aaron, and my dad was like, oh, Tim should be out of surgery right now, let me call him. And he called him, and then he was like, he answered, he's like, hey. And he's like, hey, how's surgery, you're out? And he's like, yeah. And then he's like, how'd it go? Like, yeah, it went well. And he's like, I'm just tired. And he's like, oh, okay, just go to sleep, just call me when you wake up. And they're welcome. And he was like, I'm pretty sure he was like 60, like early 60s too. Because this was a while ago. He's my dad's older brother. But I think my dad might be older than he was now.
Oh.
But like, it was out of nowhere. So I'm like, oh my gosh, what do you even do? And I remember my cousin at the funeral, and he was just distraught. He was laying on the coffin. He's like, Dad, no, like, why are you gone? And then I was just like, oh my God. And it was just so real. And like, and I was like, that's going to happen one day. And like, hopefully it's not a surprise like
that.
Yeah,
that was...
It was a big surprise.
That was unexpected.
Yeah. And then it was, I was just like, oh, what? Oh. And then that happens to everybody eventually.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah. I was thinking about not my parents, but me.
Yeah.
Like having a kid and yeah. How, you know, we get old. They're going to get old. Like they have to... When I pass... I will pass.
Mm-hmm.
They have to live with that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And like, and if you think about it, the first half of your life or the first quarter of your life, you're just being fit. You're living health. Like you're trying to work out and stuff for vanity. Then second quarter, then you're just doing it because you're getting a little older. You're like, okay, let me try to hold on to my youth.
Mm.
And then after that, third and fourth, like second half of your life, at least for me, is going to be just so I can be around for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the whole reason I'm going to be working out after I have kids, is just to be around for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more you work out, the longer you'll be around. That's crazy.
You know what your brother Aaron told me for a long life? The
what?
Secret? Big calves.
Yeah. Yeah, but for a long life and like just a what's the word? Just like a mobile life, I guess.
Yeah.
Just like... Because like it starts from your calves, yeah.
Yeah.
Your legs.
But you can tell how long a person's going to live by looking at their calves.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have like big calves, they are mobile, like you said.
Yeah.
And mobile, you want to be mobile to
have, you know, connections with people, go to places.
So you don't fall.
Yeah, don't fall. If you fall, please call me. Call us, okay?
You're talking to our parents? Or just to anybody? Because I don't have time to answer everybody's calls.
No. I'm talking to my mother-in-law.
Okay, yeah. If you fall, call the doctor. Don't call us. Unless you know us personally.
True.
We don't have time for
work
that.
Out your calves. Yeah. Don't
just legs. Undervalue. Pretty much just your legs.
That's what I've been working on recently.
Yeah.
Like I've been working on my quads.
Yeah.
It's nice.
You should work on your shoulders too.
What's that do?
Carrying your baby around. You're just going to have to pick them up a lot.
That's true.
For years.
That's true.
Yeah, just work on your shoulders.
Okay, cool. I've been doing pull-ups. I've been trying to get a lot of pull-ups. I'm trying to get 100 a day.
Dang.
It's hard. I'm doing assisted bands because that's the only way I can get it.
Yeah.
Like get 100 properly. Mm-hmm. But hopefully I want to do it without it.
Yeah, I think it's not that hard to get to where you can, if you can get to where you can do 20 at a time,
mm-hmm.
which will take like 25 seconds maybe.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get to that and you can do that 5 times, that's 100. Easy.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's hard though.
Yeah, it's hard, but hard to get there. But once you get to it, it's easy to maintain.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you just do it.
So been doing that. It's crazy how much stronger you get by just pull-ups alone.
Yeah. Pull-ups, push-ups, squats.
Squats.
That's one punch, man. That's all you need.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. You know Brian, right? Aaron's friend, Brian?
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all he does.
He's strong.
Pull-ups.
Yeah.
Pull-ups, push-ups, and squats.
Yeah.
And running. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, bro.
Yeah.
Damn. This got sad.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just talking about like death and real like, our
life.
Parents.
It is real life. That's true. Yeah. It used to make me sad, but I think I'm old enough to be like, yeah, it's just part of life. Where I don't get that sad about it. Like if you asked me like 5 years ago to tell the story I just told about my uncle and his son like crying over, I wouldn't even get it out.
My mom told me she just bought a plot of land for my grandma's grave,
mm-hmm.
just to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, dang.
It's so casual too.
It's kind of morbid.
It was a good deal. I got a headstone. So it's all good.
Exactly. Like, I'm like,
I just didn't fill in the last years yet.
That's
crazy. What was the first time you remember? Not dealing with death, because you know mine was rough, but
yeah.
The first time you like, whoa, like when you're, do you remember when your parents' passed or your parents' grandparents passed and like how they dealt with it?
Oh, dude, yeah. I remember, I think I was like 7 or 8. My mom just was crying all of a sudden.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on? I was too young to understand. And then.
This is very similar to my story. Yeah, really? Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she was just saying that her grandpa died.
Yeah.
Because basically her grandparents raised her.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what that meant. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I felt bad. But now I'm just like, dang, that must have like hurt
hard. It's the same with me. And it's probably middle of the night too.
Yeah.
Or like it's late because it's Philippine time.
Yeah.
So I was probably 9 or 10.
Oh, wow.
And I remember... just waking up, my mom was like howling, crying. She's like,
wow.
No,
mom. Wow.
Or I can't remember who, if it was her grandparents or her mom or her dad, but I was a kid.
Damn.
And she's like, dad. And
yeah.
I was like, what? So me and all my siblings like walk out and we're like, mom, what happened? And then she's just crying and she's, I guess, someone, like one of her parents died.
Yeah.
And then we were just like, oh. And then we just didn't know what to do. So we just sat with her while she's just like howling and crying. And that was the first time I was like, oh, people die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to think when people die, their soul just kind of just floats and just protects everyone. So every time I look at like my dogs, I'm like, dang, when you die, please protect us.
You see what Obama said recently?
No.
He said he believes 80% of the world's problems are just by old men in power that are scared of being forgotten and they're just trying to make like, you know, like pharaohs and stuff would make giant pyramids and sphinxes and stuff. And
so
he's
they remember
like,
them?
Yeah, it's to be remembered because they're dying. They're getting old and they can't deal with it.
What?
And he said he thinks 80% of the world's problems are just by men in power that can't let go and they just want to be remembered. But dude, everybody... like no matter how big you are, even Michael Jackson, like he's huge, but in like 100 years people are gonna be like, who?
I know.
Yeah. And like I don't like the oldest I can remember is maybe Elvis Presley. I don't know anybody before that. But I bet there was like world round number one stars in the world in like the 1920s that nobody knows.
Like in the Roman Empire days.
We don't know them. Even then. Yeah. We don't know anybody. So everyone, like
everyone's forgotten, bro.
I feel like after like 100 years on like is max. Even if you're like the number one most like Mr. Beast, if he died right now in 100 years, people would be like,
no one's
going to
remember you and me
yeah.
in 100 years, even though we're like, you know, popular.
Even though we had like together, like billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of views. Yeah, if Mr. Beast died right now, in 100 years, nobody's going to remember the name Mr. Beast.
Exactly.
And like, but that's what I agree with Obama. I was like, damn, that's so true.
You just want to get remembered. That's why I'm trying to think, like, be super present, dude. Like learning how to just be grateful. Like stop and pause. Like I'm grateful for my life. Grateful for this car that I could drive to go here.
That's so crazy that we could like die on the way home today.
We could.
Any of us. Yeah.
We could.
Yeah.
I hope I don't, because I will feel. I feel like I would feel bad for the people who.
Me too.
Not me, but like people who will mourn me. I don't want that.
No, I just feel bad because I'm like, dang, I can't help anybody anymore. I can't be there for anybody. I can't. Yeah. I'm like, oh, like I with my will, I have a lot of money that gets left to my family, but me and Alexis aren't even married yet. So like, I wouldn't be able to help her. I would like nothing would go to her yet. Like, I'm just like, oh, and then she would have to deal with that for like years, like her whole life, pretty much. She would have to be like, oh, like Alex, but that would suck. And it's crazy that we're talking about we could die on the way home today, and we're worried about being burdens to other people.
Yeah,
when our death is going to burden people.
No, I don't want to die because
I don't want to make people sad. At least if we die, like the normal problem is just funeral costs, all like to get buried and cremated, whatever, hospital, all this. Yeah. Like we have that covered. So we'll be able to cover that for ourselves. So
you
want to
be cremated or buried?
I don't know.
Can you do half? I think we talked about
you,
this.
Did you say do half?
Yeah.
Like top bottom half?
Yeah, bottom half cremated. Yeah, I'm serious.
No,
can you do that?
I don't know, but you know what would be cool if they let us? The other way of doing half is bury my skeleton, burn the rest. Because it's just going to rot anyways.
Oh.
That'd be cool, but how are you going to do that?
Have you ever
you
been
just
to
go to a certain temperature where your bone won't burn.
Have you ever been to a cremation, like, process?
Oh, cremation station.
Yeah.
No.
What?
Nothing. I just thought it sounded funny. Cremation station. You never
been? Yeah, cremation station.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just went to one recently. It's sad, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because, like, you see the coffin, and you see the...
Wait, they burn the coffin, too?
Yeah, they burn... everything.
Wait, they put the human body in a coffin, so then there's wood in your ashes?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So
I didn't know that. Is there like cushioning in the coffin?
Yeah, everything's there.
Like, oh, so you have pillow fibers in your ashes?
Mm-hmm.
If I got cremated, I want to be naked, nothing, just me.
No way.
That's it. I want the ashes to be just me.
I mean, you could probably make a request.
Yeah.
But that is just crazy, just seeing the coffin going into the little furnace.
Yeah.
It's crazy because like there's like a button to like open the door.
Yeah.
The coffin goes in.
Why were you at the cremation station?
Huh?
Why were you there?
It was after the funeral. We went.
You watched it?
Yeah.
Happen?
Yes.
That's a thing?
Yes.
Why?
It was, I don't know. Because the people want to, I guess, see their loved ones just like final moments.
I guess like a Viking where you like.
Exactly. That's exactly it. But it was pretty sad because like they would close the door to the thing.
Yeah.
And then there was just one button that you have to press to start the process. And it was just sad because like the family was just like crying.
One of the family members pressed it?
They all did.
Oh.
Oh, like.
That's like the final chapter of a book.
Yeah.
It's like the last page.
It was just like, dang. I felt everything. I was just like, dang, bro.
And people just go to view that?
I'm not everyone. I just got, you know, invited because it was close to the family.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just sad. It took a while. And then.
How long?
Probably like 5 minutes of just like silence and just like crying. And then they're like, okay, you guys ready? 3, 2, 1. And then you heard the fire. Like start, like.
Oh, dang. Wait, this is recent?
Yes.
Did I know them?
Yeah.
Wait, no, you don't. Okay. Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
What?
I would know if somebody I know.
Oh, no, you don't. Died. You don't.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It was recent.
Dang.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm sorry you had to go through that.
No, it was good. It was good. I just feel bad for the fam. But
so is that what you want to do?
I don't know yet. Yeah, kind of. That's kind of lit.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would. I think I would, for sure.
Would you would?
Oh, if dang. You're cremated, can you be buried?
Well, you're usually put in an urn.
Yeah. But, like, you know how, like, people visit, like, cemeteries and just kind of just chill with the gravestones? Can I get that as well?
You could probably get a spot, but I don't, I mean, you, I don't know.
Right?
I don't know.
Because I would like to just hang in the cemetery every now and then, whoever wants to visit me. And then when they're done, I'll just fly away to wherever.
You know, when I was a kid, you know when you, when your parents bring you, you've been to where your parents grew up?
Yeah.
So you know when you go there, they're like, oh, that's where me and my friends used to hang out. That's my first job. That's my dad. And so there, my dad would always do that. And we'd always go to his hometown, and he'd always tell us the same thing. When you get older, you just say the same things over and over.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, oh, you see that cemetery right there? And I've already heard the story, but I would always say,
okay.
I'm like, oh, yeah. And he's like, when I was a kid, there was like a huge thunderstorm, and that cemetery's on a hill, and there's a mudslide, and all these coffins just went down the hill. And I was like, what? And he, that's crazy.
That was just funny.
Yeah, but he just always tells me about that. And I'm like, Dad, I know, but that's crazy. Every time he says it, I'm like, what? But he said, yeah, they had to rebury them all.
That's wild, and he's
like,
bro.
And he always ends the story with, and that's why you never put a cemetery on a hill. And I'm like, all right, Dad, thank you. If I ever build a cemetery, it will not be on a hill.
Yeah, true. Facts. Yeah. That's a good, like, you know, the death business.
Yep.
Very lucrative. Because everyone always dies.
Yeah, everybody does that.
Is it mortuary? Like coffins, people, cemeteries.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everybody participates.
I didn't know they had to put like a lot of makeup on like dead people.
I remember the first time I saw an open coffin, which is very common. Like most funerals are open.
Yeah.
It was like my old basketball teammate. You might have been there actually. It was my old basketball teammate's little brother. And you remember him?
Yes.
The basketball guy's name was Carlo.
Got it.
But I don't remember the brother's name. I didn't really know him, but we're going because we knew the brother.
Yeah.
And we went, and then I remember walking up and like, I don't think I ever even met him before.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked up and I was like, whoa. And he was just like dressed up all nice. It's just like, and makeup and stuff. It looks like he was just sleeping, except he's paler.
Yeah.
He's like a pale sleeping guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just like, so many questions. And that's the time where, remember I was distracted? I didn't tell you that?
Mm-mm.
I thought I told the podcast, but I'll tell it again. I was, went to this funeral. I'd never been to a funeral. I'm just a kid. I'm ADHD. And they had one of those stained glass, it was like a nice church with the stained glass, all the colors and stuff. And I think I like readjusted in my pew, in the pew, and I got a splinter and I was like, ah. And like, they're like, somebody's giving like a super sad speech and stuff. I'm like, ah. And I'm like 13.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I couldn't see it because it was kind of dark, but there was one stream of light coming in from the stained glass. So I was like trying to put it in the light. My. And then I'm like this, and then I'm just like.
I don't think you've told this story.
So I'm just like this, and I'm just like trying to squeeze it out.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like this. And then I was like, and then the speech is done, everybody's crying. And then I'm just like, and I'm crying too, but for a different reason. And then.
Okay. Bro.
And then we get in the car, and me and my family get in the car. Everybody gets in. Everybody's like kind of sad and quiet. And then everybody's like sits down, and then boom, 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 boom. All the doors close, and I'm sitting in the middle, and everybody turns, and they're like, Alex. And I was like, what? What? Why is everybody looking at me? And then everybody's like, what were you doing? And I was like, what are you, what, what? And they're like, everybody was staring at you in the church. And I was like, why were they staring at me? And like, because you were staring at your finger. And they're trying to figure out what you're doing. So apparently I'm in here just focused. And then everybody else is like,
oh, no.
And then they're like, what else? And then I'm just like,
who invited this
guy? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And I remember that was one of the first times I was like, damn, I think I might have ADHD.
Damn.
Yeah, did I tell you about the time I was yelling out my car window?
No.
I was in the car, barely like 6 years old, and we're on a road trip, and the window's down. And then I'm going like this in the window.
I love doing that.
And I'm like, oh, this is cool. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, I wonder, like, can I put my face out the window? And I put my face out the window, and I couldn't hear anything. It was like,
yeah.
And I was like, whoa, you can't hear anything if you put your head out the window. And I was like, I wonder if I could hear myself like yelling. And I was like, ah! And then I was like, I can't hear it. I was like, wow. So you get muted if you put your head out the window.
Oh my
so
God.
For like a whole minute, and then my dad is like, shut up. And I bring my head in, I'm like, oh, you guys can hear that? And they're like, yes, we can hear it. Why couldn't we hear that? I was like, I couldn't hear it.
In fact, so you did have a point.
Yeah.
You did have a point. You can't hear it.
I'm like, oh, how do you? I don't know.
You can hear the wind. That means they can hear the wind too, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Oh, man. Well.
Oh, fun fact. You just brought up Carlo. His camera was the camera we used for our first Wasabi production videos.
What? Really?
Because he let me borrow it.
Was he related to you?
No. Because I helped him like film like a video.
Yeah.
And then I guess he just forgot to like get it back for me. So that's what I used to film all the videos.
So that was the first camera we ever had?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
That was the first camera we ever got.
That was crazy until we did that like crowdsourcing to get another one.
Yeah, I know. He like eventually like, can I get my camera back? So I give it back.
Oh, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah.
Wow.
He started Wasabi Productions.
We covered a lot in this podcast. Death, ADHD.
Yeah, dude.
Nostalgia,
braces,
falling,
who?
Babies falling.
Falling,
down.
Yeah, falling.
Babies.
Falling.
Sorry, we talked about the beginning of life and the end of life.
Baby proof the house. Holy moly, where do we even start?
I used to put keys into electric out sockets with my siblings.
Oh no, that's bad.
Yeah, it hurt. We did it.
Did it actually work? Like you got shocked?
Yeah. Don't do it.
Oh no,
it hurts a lot.
Did you see that one video of his dad trying to like demonstrate to his child what would happen?
Yeah,
and then he would walk next to the socket. Yeah. He'd go, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And the baby would just be stunned.
Yeah.
And like,
the key that
I would
we,
do that.
Me and my siblings used, and we took turns. It's one of those little padlocks for a suitcase. My mom just got one from the Philippines.
Yeah.
And it's like the tiny thin one. And we're like, oh, like in the cartoons, they do this. They say don't do it, but let's do it. And then I was like, okay. And then I was like, oh, that hurt. And then Aaron's like, what? It really works? I was like, yeah, just like the cartoons. He's like, oh. Oh, what? And Mariah's like, me.
No way.
And Mariah's like, that. And I was like, dang, we should do it again, but do it like faster. And they're like, okay. So I was like, oh, woo.
You guys are wild, bro.
We probably did like six times until my dad said, don't do that.
He's smart.
He came in, he's like, what are you doing?
Smart. Yeah, I would have hated that,
good dad
bro.
Good dad move.
I don't know if you remember this, but there was like at the, I guess, what was it back in Frankie's something?
Mm-hmm.
Frankie's?
Mm-hmm.
But there's like another like arcade place back home. Mm-hmm. But there used to be this Addams Family shocking game where you hold these two metal rods and it would just shock you. And then it would get stronger and stronger and stronger. And then you get like a prize if you make it all the way. That game used to scare me.
You hate electricity.
Yeah.
You've gotten better at it.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
You're less scared of it.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah. You're doing better.
I'm sure. All
right. Well, we covered a lot this podcast. Make sure to tune in for the next one when Braceface Juice is
going to be
here
God.
For the very first
yes.
time. I'm so excited.
Where are my braces at? Racist. Braces?
Braces, yeah.
Braces.
I like it. Yeah. You're going to be the only YouTuber I know with braces.
Oh, yes. Heck yeah. I might just keep it my whole life just to be that.
Yeah.
You can, right?
Probably. Vanity.
Yes.
No?
I think you can.
If you start popping off, I'm getting braces too.
Bro.
We're going to both have braces.
That would be crazy.
Just so you know.
All right. Bet.
Okay.
Bye.